This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. And as I said, as we were flipping over to the hour, joined now by writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Is this the new, taller, improved Bill Frady?
Well, I'm taller. I don't know if I'm improved because it seems to go up and down. But, by the way, we are actually streaming on Facebook as we speak.
Thank you, Bill. As you described it, no one goes through that torture process unless it hurts a lot to begin with. And the hope is that it'll stick this time, keep you healthy for a little longer.
Well, it kept me on the straight and narrow, if you will, for about a month. So hopefully this means that I'll get another month out of this, but I don't mind going down there for it, but it's a lot like enhanced interrogation.
Ow. Well, as you say, and you only do it because to not do it is worse. And if we all live long enough, we're going to be there. There is so much to talk about. I want to start off talking to the brand new gun owners. We've got millions of them. We'll talk about how many later. Would you mind?
Not at all.
Well, okay. So I put out an edition of self-defense gun stories. I look at four instances where grandma defended herself. These aren't trained gunfighters. These aren't ninjas. These are people who were backed into the corner and had the tools they needed to survive getting out of it. Sometimes they walk out unscathed. Sometimes they walk out physically okay, but the legal fight of them, ahead of them could be difficult. In this case, it's a woman. And I'm going to jump right in. Where is she? Oh, she's in San Antonio, Texas, 5 in the evening. She's in her bedroom getting changed after a day's work, and she hears a noise behind her. She turns around to see her ex-boyfriend walking through her bedroom door. Now, this isn't any, "Hi, honey, you forgot something, I'm returning it." This is a guy who's threatened her, who's beat her up. She has a restraining order against him, and he says he's going to kill her. She's armed. She shoots him until he turns away. He falls down. She stops shooting. She runs to safety and calls 911. She asks for police and EMTs. EMTs declare her ex-boyfriend, her attacker, dead at the scene. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Police say her attacker entered through a side gate, through a side door, into her garage, and then into her home. That access was left open inadvertently by a lawn maintenance company. She's not charged with a crime. And she did a lot of things right that saved her in the minute and also saved her from literally facing a debilitating nightmare of a legal situation if she hadn't taken those steps.
What state did you say she was in?
Texas. The city of San Antonio. So she said, "Hey, Judge, this is a bad guy. This is what he said. This is what he's done. Here are the dates. Here are the police reports. So I want a restraining order." A restraining order is what a lot of people would say, go get a restraining order, but it's just a piece of paper. And in fact, the truth is somewhere in between. It's a piece of legal evidence that describes a long-term problem. And then you go about describing all the times that the ex-boyfriend broke the judge's orders. "Judge, he texted me again." It seems absolutely meaningless, fruitless. The police can't stop it. But if you have to defend yourself, look at all the long string of abuses on one side, it very clearly establishes that this wasn't a guy you met at work, invited him over, and wanted to shoot him when he walked down your hallway. Now, what's interesting, and I talked to my local PD, often if a robber can get into your garage, he has forever to get into your home. He can get in with a pocket knife, and we forget to lock our garage. The other thing is, so for all the things our defender did correctly, she was lucky. If she'd been in the bathroom, in the shower, if she'd been playing music, she might never have heard her attacker. So an alarm, not you know, a high, big deal, Fort Knox, multi-layer. Just, hey, someone walked down the hall through the middle of the house. You set the alarm. They don't belong there. You get some chimes and you go, wait a minute. The door should have been locked. And now you're alert. Bill, do you see anything else?
Well, no, you know, she could get a dog. That'd be a good alarm.
The
other thing is that the whole thing with the garage, I guess the thing about entering the garage is all garages have access into the house if they are built onto the house. And then, like you said, they can do it at their leisure simply because now they're out of sight.
Yes. One thing, though, and this is, I'm cheating on you, I didn't tell you this. In the article, it says, oh, all of our neighbors were surprised. We didn't know there was a problem. We're so surprised this sort of thing happens around here. Well, it does happen everywhere. Domestic abuse is common. And if you're being stalked, tell your neighbors. Hey, I've got an ex-boyfriend. His truck looks like this. If you see it, call 911 and then call me.
We don't talk to each other anymore. I mean, in a lot of cases now, I have spoken with, when the COVID thing started and then when the Antifa thing started, I spoke to every one of my neighbors just to try to get a feel for what their capability and capacity might be. And, you know, they all spoke to me for the most part, but at the same time, they were sort of like taken aback that I would actually speak to them because we don't, for the most part, speak to each other anymore.
Wow. Because I'm thinking the COVID case is an example of, hey, if you are bottled up at home and you need somebody to go to the store for you, I go every day. I'd be glad to bring you what you need.
Well, I guess the problem is that there's a lot of people that are afraid. I wear a mask where I have to wear a mask, right? I do not wear a mask outdoors. I do not wear a mask in the car. But
right.
When I'm walking up to a place where I have to wear a mask, I have a mask in hand and I'm getting ready to put it on. And you can see the perceptible change when that happens, when I put the mask on. And then I become suddenly accepted and all this other. Even though I'm wearing a surgical mask, which is basically nothing.
Right.
It's only a little bit better than a T-shirt wrapped around my face.
Well, you know, I think people feel helpless. And you've made them feel a little better. We have just over a minute. I want to talk about this because you're infinitely familiar with it. I'm sure you've done it before. When did this victim have to shoot? We talk about something called the 21-foot rule. She faced an unarmed victim, although he was a much larger person than he was. He intended to tie her up and kill her. We used 21 feet because that was a benchmark. We found that most intermediate shooters can place a shot on a running victim headed straight toward them if by the time that aggressor has traveled 21 feet. Now, that means that contest ends in a tie. We'll talk about it more when we come back from the break.
And, of course, Rob is a writer. He writes at Slow Facts WordPress blog. From there, it goes out to ClashDaily.com, the Doug Giles website where the shy and retiring Doug Giles hangs out. And then from there, it goes to AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey! DeSantisQuality.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to talk to the new gun owners and remind them, I'm glad you have your gun, but we've got a little distance we have to travel together still. You've taken it to the range by now, I hope. Okay, you've learned a little bit about target shooting. Maybe you carry it at home. You're just getting comfortable with concealed carry. Hopefully you applied for your permit And the example I just gave, this woman was carrying it home because she perceived that she had a threat. Even if you don't perceive that you have a threat, as one of my instructors said, I can't say I made it up. Did you know that 100% of the home invasions happen in the home? Meaning if it's your turn, you're going to need your defensive tool on your body and you won't have any warning. We talked about before the break, the 21-foot rule. That's just a benchmark. It's also called the Tooler drill. And what it means is that most beginner to intermediate shooters can present a firearm from concealment and get one shot on an attacker in the time it takes that attacker to start from 21 feet away and reach them. That means it's a tie. You can get a shot on them, but they're going to get to you before you've stopped them. 21 feet. That's smaller than most bedrooms. That means, in the example we gave, by the time our victim saw her attacker, she was within striking range. If the attacker even had a screwdriver, a baton, anything, she could have been hit and disabled before she could stop him. So, as a new gun owner, you have to learn about some really practical things that will save your life. Oh, that's the 21-foot rule. That was starting with your hands at rest in front of you. You can cut the time you need to get your first shot out almost in half if you start with your hand on your gun. You can cut it even farther if you will take a shot from the low ready, meaning both hands are on the gun and it's below the line of sight in front of you. Now you're starting to have enough time to make a judgment, to get multiple shots on your aggressor, maybe time enough to move to the side and not be struck. If this were to happen in your home, could you be standing behind a couch? In your bedroom, could you be behind the bed? So if you hear somebody coming down your hallway, do you go forward to see what the problem is, or do you retreat behind the bed so that your attacker has a circuitous path to reach you, and that gives you enough time with a gun in your hand to save your life and not be injured? I'm glad you bought a gun, but these are really practical considerations so that you're not hurt. Bill, when did you learn about that? I mean, it's part, you know, close quarters tactics, and it's part, oh, yeah, now that I'm living with a gun, this is how I have to save myself.
Well, I mean, I spent some time, not a bunch, but some kickboxing. And I would have guys coming into these straight linear attacks, which was sort of like a fencing strike where it's coming straight on linear. And the thing that you had to remember to do is you had to have the presence of mind to understand lateral movement.
Right.
Now, if somebody's coming at you, right, if somebody's coming at you and they're 21 feet away, you can take a fake step to one side and go to the other side. And like with the tactical response where they're teaching you to get off the X, you're already disrupting him just by taking that big step. You're drawing your weapon at the same time. That disruption buys you, you know, it buys you maybe a second and a half, which is a long time in a self-defense encounter.
Yes, it is. And what's the classic they talk about shooting that, misses don't count. Take all the time you need, but make sure you have enough of it. Here to me is the heartbreaking issue that we now face today in the United States. We have police departments who are delaying processing firearms applications, some because their city risk manager has told them, look, here's the health safety protocols we need. Here's how people have to be masked. Here's the number of people you can have in your office at one time. We may or may not take as many fingerprints in the way we did before. I think some of that is overblown. But that means if someone is a domestic violence victim, how many months should they have to wait to get the tools they need to save their life? It's not fair.
No, but at the same time, it's, you know, for the new gun owners, which I think Zimmerman was on before you came on, and we were looking at July, and I think we got a million new gun owners out of July. So that puts us around 11 million new gun owners.
Right.
Training industry ought to be booming.
It is. My friends are going nuts, and the inside baseball, they're going, I'd like to train more people by making my class bigger. But until we go into the next phase of the COVID epidemic stare down, they can't make their classes bigger. The number that I remember that struck me so brilliantly about those National Shooting Sports Federation numbers for July, the number of handgun sales increased by 150%.
It's, you know, our class in at Tactical Response, we were social distancing the way they broke us down, and there was 50-something of us in that class.
Yep, right.
We didn't know we were social distancing. We had so many people, we couldn't all get on the firing line.
Right, and which is remarkable. You know, if you have concerns about social distancing, I think you should talk to your firearms instructor. Other than occasionally coming near you to adjust your hand position on a gun, the shooting range is not a real intimate position. It's not ballroom dancing. Because we're shooting firearms, we like a little space between each other, typically 4 to 5 feet. There, we're social distancing.
Plus, you're outside in the sunshine with all of the UV rays, and it's burning everything away.
Good point. Good point. Another thing that did shock me, the firearms instructor that I had on for this episode of Self-Defense Gun Stories said now, about every class, to every other class, someone will come up to her and say, I'm either in this situation of domestic violence or I've been in it and I think I still need some help getting over the mental issues. Do you have any references? I didn't realize it was that prevalent.
Let me get you to hang on for this. We're coming up on the break. Rob also does two podcasts, two, count them. The Polite Society podcast, which is the ensemble podcast that he does, and the very unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. You find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all the places all the good podcasts are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago is closing parts of its downtown after hundreds of looters descended on Chicago's upscale Magnificent Mile and other shopping areas late Sunday night, breaking windows and clearing out brand-name stores and mom-and-pop shops alike.
We got a call from the FBI that they're breaking out the windows. If somebody can advise what the cross streets are.
The debate on Capitol Hill continues over the latest executive orders signed by President Trump. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump had to do something to help Americans out.
Democrats in Congress failed to act in the best interest of Americans hardest hit by this pandemic. President Trump stood up for every American who, through no fault of their own, needed relief.
The executive orders will extend enhanced unemployment benefits and discourage evictions. You're listening to USA Radio News. With less than 100 days until the election, Elie Weintraub, a commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, says there's a substantial chance that the nation won't know on election night what the final results will be, even possibly for the presidential race, but that's okay as it will take time to count the votes accurately. Weintraub making those comments to CNN. COVID-19 is not stopping an annual event from happening. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Thousands of motorcyclists have gathered in South Dakota for the annual Sturgis Rally. While crowds were expected to be lighter this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, there's little evidence of any social distancing, according to witnesses. South Dakota has no mandatory mask requirements in place. The Republican governor, Kristi Noem, welcomed the bikers on Twitter, saying she's excited for the visitors to see what the state has to offer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse. In which direction would you like to go now, sir?
Well, there are all these new gun owners. I want them to know about the Democrat Party platform. Now, it's an 80-page document. There are only two paragraphs that talk about firearms, but those two paragraphs are pretty dense, and they're, you know, if you bought a gun recently, they're talking about you. They want to, the Democrat Party platform says they should criminalize private firearms transfers. Now, notice it didn't say sales. You're living with your girlfriend. You both have a gun. You pick up hers. You're going to clean it. That is a firearm transfer in some states. That becomes a crime. Disrupting interstate commerce by you can't use online sales to have firearms transferred into your state or to have ammunition delivered directly to your door. Now, despite what Barack Obama said, I can't order a gun on the internet. It always had to go to a federal firearms licensee, and then I would go to him, fill out applications. My purchase would be processed face-to-face, and they would do a background check. The other things in the party platform were that there's no time limit for a background check. If the government refuses to process them, if the state refuses to process them, if they lose my background check, I don't get a gun, no matter how long it takes. So a government that doesn't like your firearms can essentially end gun sales. Oh, we're looking into it. We've had a problem. Rather than you getting your rights, they get all the time they want. They wanted to ban the manufacture and sale of contemporary rifles, typically the AR or AK platforms. All magazines would have to be reduced capacity. What I wonder about is, except for police, and I go, but wait a minute, police have a radio. They have friends on the way. My wife is home alone. Why is she, to me, that makes her more vulnerable than the police. Why should she have less ammunition? Obviously, the Democratic Party doesn't see it my way. They want to enact various licensing schemes where you need permits to, in many cases, even see a gun. They want to nationalize red flag laws so that guns can be seized without due process. You never get your day in court until your guns are gone. Maybe you don't get it at all. Mandatory home storage requirements under penalty of law. So if a mom is fleeing a domestic violence situation, unless she takes her gun safe with her, she's a criminal. The last, perhaps the coup d'etat, was to eliminate the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and that meant that if a criminal misuses a gun, the original manufacturer can be sued. The same reason we don't sue car companies when drunk drivers, you know, crash into someone's home. Well, the Democrat Party, often called the party of the trial lawyers, wanted to eliminate that law for firearms.
That one is, you know, as far as with the magazine capacity and everything and talking about the cops and everything, I really wonder how they actually plan to execute this simply because they want to defund the cops.
Ah, good point. Well, and given that there, if there are, what are we talking about, 400 million guns in the United States? Is it more?
Oh, no, no. It's probably between 450 and 700.
Million firearms. Each one would have several magazines, and somehow the police are not only going to round them up, but round up so many of them that the criminals can't get them.
What police? We're only going to have social workers. The only places that would actually enforce this are the places where they're talking about defunding the police, right?
Yes. And what? So, in other words, we know that alcohol prohibition doesn't work. We see that drug prohibition doesn't work, but magazine prohibition will stop criminals. This is called a fantasy, and I think it's going to be the next thing I write about on my Slow Facts blog. It takes a lot of propaganda to sell a fantasy that's that crazy and where we have so much evidence that it's not going to work. Bill, what do you think about the phrase, only the police should have guns?
Well, first of all, I think nowadays, especially the way they've been thrown under the bus, they've already got an issue with that. But the problem is that until recently, most of the time, you didn't see the police getting attacked. It's just regular people getting attacked.
One thing that deeply concerns me, we see police who are being attacked when they're off duty. To me, that's horrible. And not every state recognizes the right of an off-duty policeman to have all the carry privileges that an on-duty policeman has. This just drives me crazy. I did notice that in Maryland, a police officer was found to have stolen firearms when he was in the home of someone who was deceased. I believe it started as a wellness check. He took the police officer took three firearms from the home, did not turn them in. He's been arrested and removed from duty. But when we say only the police should have guns, we find that the police lose their guns. We find that the police sell their guns, sometimes to regular citizens, sometimes to criminals. Many of the firearms they confiscate don't all make it into the evidence locker. Unfortunately, police are as human as we are.
Yeah, they're not some super offshoot of the breed by any length of imagination. The thing about getting out there and them wanting to say only the cops should have guns,
Right.
It's completely contradictory to what they say about cops most of the time, because they're supposed to be the ones that are abusive and brutality and all this other stuff. And the other part about it, though, is completely disingenuous, because, you know, like the couple in St. Louis,
right,
McCluskey's, probably thought the same way.
I think they might have. If you've been frightened by what you see in the news, I guess here's the phrase I've now heard, that many people who were traditionally for gun control now felt that their life, you know, they thought guns were dangerous, but now they feel that being disarmed is even more dangerous. So, okay, can they hold both views at the same time? By matters of degree? But clearly, guns were not so dangerous that they thought no one should have them if they want them for themselves.
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to have time to answer that question simply because we're about to run out of time here. Rob, of course, you can catch Rob's stuff at Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's where everything he writes starts life out. Then from there, it starts going forward. It gets out there first to ClashDaily.com, where it is no small feat to write on a website run by Doug Giles. And the other is, you know, then it gets from there to Ammoland.com, which has cracked the top 1,000 websites on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We have been speaking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How would you like to end the evening, sir?
Well, these millions of new gun owners are really in a thought-provoking spot. They realize the world is not a safe place. One more gun law won't make it safe for them. They decided they needed to take action to defend themselves and their family, perhaps their business. And yet the Democrat Party has said, you're the problem, you private gun owners. You need to be disarmed. You need to be restricted. Your travels, your ownership, the way you carry, how easy it is to have a gun, all that needs to be made harder. And a lot of them are looking at each other going, you think I'm the problem? Now, and remember, we're talking about the fastest growing segment of gun owners, urban, female, minority. They live in our urban centers, and yet, you know, Chicago, what do they see in the news? 33 shot, 9 fatally. Chicago murders up 139%. So almost 1.5 times from what we saw last year. And there you, as you mentioned, there you have a mayor who's saying we need to defund the police. Portland murders up after the city council says, oh, you know, those police crime units, they're so expensive. That's so invasive. We don't like the headlines. We don't like the atmospherics that creates. My God, and we see rate of crime jump, 63 shootings in July, more than twice as many from a year ago. We recently saw school boards say, I think what we saw is school board members tell us about their political aspirations, and they said, you know, maybe we should refuse to have school resource officers in our schools. A fascinating thing happened. There was a survey of high school students and parents and faculty in Virginia. I think it was a fairly large survey, like 100,000 people. 70% of the state said, you know, school resource officers make me feel safer. It was about 2/3 of minority students who said, you know, yeah, I really want school resource officers here. When we look at school faculty and staff, the numbers are almost 70%. Yeah, I want someone here. What's interesting and what I didn't realize is that as the number of school resource officers increased, the number of criminal complaints on school property decreased because teachers and, you know, the disciplinarians there, the school principal, school vice principal, thought they had more latitude. Hey, we're going to send a note home. We've got other things we can do besides expel you or press criminal charges. We have a school resource officer. They thought that gave them more latitude, more tools in their tool chest to keep students safe and yet a way to keep troublesome students in school. If you don't have the physical presence of an SRO, you have to expel marginal students earlier. Wow. I didn't see that coming.
Well, me either.
Well, they talk about the school-to-prison pipeline, and it sounds to me like the way we break up that pipeline is to put more school resource officers in school so that kids who are, you know, typically have trouble at home, it spills over into school. You know, if a officer can get to the scene before somebody's being beaten to the floor, you know, once that happens, all right, now it's crime. Now I can't keep you in school because you're a physical threat to the other students. We can't overlook it. But there are varying levels of force that an officer uses simply by being there in uniform, using his voice. Maybe he closes the distance to the issue, and instead of two guys beating each other up till one guy gets seriously injured, the cop goes, you probably don't want to do this. This is not a good idea here, especially in front of me. What do you think the problem is here, guys? What's the beef? He has a sense of authority that even a school vice principal might lack. And ultimately, if the school resource officer is there to apply his version of discipline, then it's going to keep more troubled students in school. Wow. Wow. You know what? It reminds me of having a dad in the home.
Well, I mean, that in a lot of cases, that's going to be the thing that is missing in a lot of these young men's lives, and not that it's a surprising thing or anything, I don't know. If they don't want to do that, maybe they should just let the teachers be armed, huh?
Well, wow. I looked at arming teachers to stop a violent mass murderer. I would hate for them to be involved in. There's so much training I want them to have before they get into violence in the school, you know, the normal fights and scuffles, because there you want such a full toolkit. I'd hate to see them. I don't want to send a 5 foot, 120 pound, very nice young lady between two gang thugs who decide to duke it out because she's going to shoot somebody. Because she doesn't have all the tools I want her to have. On the other hand, she's great to stop a mass murder. She's got every tool she needs. But to stop that adolescent violence, I think she needs more tools and a lot more training. Wow.
Well, the powers that be then need to look at it and make their deterrent proportionate to the threat at hand.
Yes.
Not all schools are going to be equal on this one.
Right. Right. In some sense, New York schools had school disciplinarians for a great deal of time. Some of them were armed. Many were not. They had a pretty full toolkit. Maybe they need mace. Yeah. Stun gun. All the pretty soon they're carrying, we've got them carrying the Batman bill. Wow.
Well, I mean, that's what it's going to take.
I'm afraid.
That's what it's going to take. That's what it's going to take from time to time. I mean, they if they're not going to make it official, then, you know, I don't understand why teachers or parents don't stand up for this, though. I really don't.
Well, there you go. You just hit on something really important, Bill. If an activist can stand up at your school board meeting and say, I don't feel safe with SROs in our schools, the evidence is clear that SROs keep kids in schools, that SROs decrease violence. We see that school resource officers are wanted by most people. But if that issue is never raised, you know, your opinion is as good as anybody else's. So you have to go to your school board meeting and say, I'd like to speak on that issue. I think that my children are safer with SROs in schools. I'm urging that you keep them. All the evidence that I've seen says we're safer when they're there. Your opinion is just as good as anybody else's. And if there are a lot of you saying it, you should carry the day.
Very good. We're about to run out of time. I want to take thank you very much for agreeing to shift to this. I do appreciate it. And we will talk to you next week as well.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to hear it.
As for the rest of us, back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, if you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.